It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. Amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We have talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder, your 2025 NBA champs. We have discussed, unfortunately, Tyrese Halliburton's injury. It's been confirmed he has a torn Achilles. We'll wait to see when he comes back. As it stands right now, we have no idea. We talked about teams that have some of the best odds to win the championship next season. According to FanDuel, Oklahoma City, they are still at the top of the list. As we continue on with the show, we got Steve McGee. He's going to join us from Oklahoma City. Covers all things Thunder on Channel 9 down there. And then in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the thing that broke before the finals even got going. Kevin Durant on his way to the Houston Rockets. Yeah, another team. Why not another city for Kevin Durant? Have basketball. Will travel. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Kevin Durant spending his weekend in New York at the Fanatics Fan Fest. He was joined. There's a lot of people they had out there. Everybody and their mother was there. Tom Brady was there where he won something again. We'll talk about that. Tom Brady also in the news because of who he didn't want to play quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. He wanted nothing to do with Sam Darnold. I guess he saw Sam Darnold on the New York Jets, and he's just like, yeah, that guy, no, don't want him on my team. Also, Aaron Rodgers, I guess one of his buddies, and we've had Mark Schlereth here on the show. He's kind of putting words in Aaron Rodgers' mouth, telling everybody how he felt about the New York Jets and their offense. So we got a lot to get into. Shohei Ohtani was back on the mound yesterday, pitched another inning, and so I guess they're trying to work this guy up. And so we got more to get into all the way across the board. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Everywhere. All over the place. On social media. Only in the NBA could you have a Game 7 of the NBA Finals at night. But earlier in the day, in the afternoon around lunchtime, you could find out about Kevin Durant being traded to the Rockets. We found out last week. Words started being leaked that it was imminent, that ultimately he would be moved in a matter of days, maybe as soon as this week. And Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, middle of the day, Sunday, Kevin Durant is now a member of the Houston Rockets. No big shot. We heard the teams that he was likely going to, whether it be San Antonio where he wanted to go, and why not? That would have been amazing. Watching him play with Victor Wembanyama, sign me up for that. I'd watch every game. But he goes to Houston in exchange for Jalen Green, who's still 22 years old. That guy hasn't seen a shot that he will not take. Dylan Brooks, he gets to go to Phoenix and tick people off there. The number 10 pick in the 2025 NBA draft. So the Suns get a young guy as well. And 5 future second round picks. Kevin Durant is eligible for a 2-year contract extension past this season. He's 37 years old. This past year, he went out and still averaged 26, 27 points a game. Kevin Durant is good. Kevin Durant is great. You just have to wonder how he's going to hold up. I mean, he can go on stretches where he just plays every game, and he can go on a stretch where he's going to be MIA. And I think his game is his mid-range game. He's still crazy. He's one of the best shooters in the NBA. He's one of the most efficient players. He's one of the smartest players. And so you would imagine that his game is going to age very nicely. He's not the same type of athlete, but damn it, the guy can still shoot over people, get by you, and his jump shot is pure, okay? Kevin Durant is going to be a problem for several years, and how he fits in with Houston is going to be a lot of fun. But while he was on the stage at Fanatics Fest, Kevin Durant was on the stage. He was sitting there with Taylor Rooks, and he found out at that moment about the trade taking place. Listen to Durant and Taylor.
You're headed to Houston. How does that sound?
We're going to see, man.
Yeah, a lot going on right then at that moment. Of course, he knew probably that was a strong possibility. He probably knew he was on his way to Houston. He found out at that moment, at that point in time. He actually had an interview with Kay Adams, and this was Durant's a little bit more direct response about the trade from the Suns. He's like, hey, they ain't want me no more.
A lot of heartbroken Suns fans right now. What would you like to say? That's not true. No, literally, heartbroken Suns fan right over there.
I just felt like, yeah, I mean, they wanted me to go. So it's like, I'm glad we both, you know, they got what they wanted and I got what I wanted. So we can move on and good luck to them going forward. And I always remember my time there, but we on something else.
Wow. It's kind of crazy. When he asked for his exit out of Brooklyn and got to Phoenix, I remember it feels like he was there for just a cup of coffee. There was so much pomp and circumstance, and oh my God, Kevin Durant is here, and he was showered, and they did a private interview with him and his staff, and it was just like the second coming. Man, they had no team around those three guys. And Bradley Beal, he ain't no point guard. He has no idea what the heck is going on out there. That's a sad team. And now to think about a Phoenix Suns squad with Devin Booker and Jalen Green. Oh, man. It's been reported that the Suns want to flip him somewhere. They better hope he develops, okay? They also have the number 10 pick. I have no idea what they plan on doing here. But the Phoenix Suns just look, it's just a mismatched roster. Even for what they have today and what they have now at this point. Now, Houston, they're going to be good. There should be no reason outside of injuries as to why this team isn't a championship contender. Okay? They're going to be good. And if you think about what the Rockets just did, they won 52 games. This is with Jalen Green and Alperen Sengun. They still have, and this is a great thing that they were able to keep, Amen Thompson. Because that guy's not going to do anything but get better. I mean, once this dude shot improves, he is a problem. They should be pretty okay defensively, at least at the wing positions. You know, what they do in the paint, I think, leaves something to be desired. Kevin Durant can certainly help you as an offside, weak side defender, as Sengun ain't stopping anybody. And what they have coming off the bench will have to be developed as well. But now, Amen Thompson, Fred VanVleet, Kevin Durant, Sengun, Jabari Smith is not going to do anything but get better as well. This is a good team. Now, are they all going to mesh together? Is to be seen. But Houston is going to be a lot of fun to sit down and watch. Kevin Durant, he continued on. He said, the past few weeks, man, just trying to figure out where I'm going to go and where I'm going to live next. He said it's going to be difficult.
You know, when people could just hang your career in a balance like that and just choose what they want to do with your career is a nerve-wracking feeling, but being able to dictate what you want to do and then being with a team that values you, and I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. Now, did Kevin Durant tell the Suns he wanted to go to the Rockets? Or what happened there, Kevin?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, they asked me where I wanted to go. Some of my destinations I gave to them, and here we are.
Yeah, everything's so matter of fact. Kevin Durant is just so relaxed about everything. Why not? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Houston is going to be good. Am I just dropping them into an old championship? No. We got a lot of good teams. We got a lot of developing teams. Houston is just, they're still just in the mix. You know, I tweeted this out yesterday. I'm like, hey, there's so many teams in the West that, it's just like a shrug. Good for them. Congratulations. But let's see what happens. We got to get through a long season before I just start jumping around. But they'll be fun to watch. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Arizona, matter of fact, and talk to Willie. Willie, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, JR?
Hey, thank you for calling. What's up? Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Hey, you told me to call back, so I'm calling back. And you know what? I'm not a bragger, so I wasn't going to call for that, even if they won.
Okay, good. Okay. I appreciate that. But go ahead.
No problem. But you know what? You know, it would have been a different ball game if Halliburton was healthy. And it happened what it happened. It would have been an awesome game. It wasn't. So that's all I got to say about it.
Wait, I don't know about that. I mean, Halliburton was hot early, okay? He had 9 points in the 7 minutes that he played. But we've seen games in this series where OKC pretty much had a lead and the Pacers were chasing them. And so, yes, having Halliburton out there would have definitely been a boon. It would have been to their benefit. It might have been close the entire way. But we've seen Halliburton out there, and this team has gone into deficit. So I'm not going to say that it was, a definite that it would have been a different outcome.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Different opinions everywhere, but I think it's a game seven. You got to give it your all. The guy was giving his all. Momentum, I said before. So, I mean, the guy was on, and the guy was going to be on the whole game. I don't think he was going to let down. But, like I said, and when we didn't see it. So, it is what it is.
All right, Willie. Well, listen, man. What are you in Arizona, though? How do you feel about the Suns and what they just did moving Durant?
You know what? Thank God, I'm not a Suns fan, but thank God, because he wasn't doing nothing there.
What do you mean him? He was putting up 27 a game.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a team. It's a whole team. Thing, and it seems like he didn't have it there. That's all. I mean, he's always been great, and he's the greatest, one of the greats. And he's probably going to win it in Houston. I'm telling you, I got a good feeling about that. But I don't know if he's a team player anymore, man. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Willie, for calling from Arizona. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem.
You too. Yeah, I don't know about that. What? They didn't win they won because Bradley Beal is ass. They didn't win because they don't have anybody else on that team. It's three guys, okay? Ain't Kevin Durant's fault. A team player? Did you see the guys he's playing with? That guy shows up when Kevin Durant plays basketball. You know exactly what the hell you're getting out of that guy. You know exactly what you're getting. You may not get as many 40 and 50 point games and just ridiculous explosions. Kevin Durant can go on a heater and it's done. It's over. And so I don't know about that one. I will strongly disagree. That guy is the one thing that worked for Phoenix last year. It's just everything else around him is ass. Matt Ishbia bought the team, showed up, and decided to buy every fancy new toy he possibly could. And it did not work. It failed. And the Phoenix Suns are just one big example as to how to not construct a roster here in 2025. You know, draft some guys, bring in some dudes that you can control for a long time, but just handing out gigantic contracts and just collecting stars like it's Voltron or like this is a video game is not going to work. I think Houston will be good. And Phoenix, they're in rebuild mode. I'm sorry. They're trying to figure out what their next move is going to be. And ultimately, man, I think they're going to. Devin Booker may stick around. He may not. They're going to have to blow this thing up. I don't got no faith in it. 888-710-4ISN. Batra, how do you feel about the trade yesterday?
I actually think it's a good return for the Phoenix Suns because you're probably going to move Jalen Green for more picks anyway to a team that's trying to develop them or take on bad contracts. So you're just allocating picks. You got number 10, which is not bad in this draft class. And you got rid of a guy who is going to take up some salary cap and he's never healthy. You can say you were a championship level team, caliber team for the first year you got him, the second year you got him. But he eventually was just hurt. His MCL and his knee kept getting sprained. So I don't see this as a bad thing for the Suns. You knew when to get out of the deal, and you did, though you got a smaller price than what you could have gotten, and it's good for them.
Yeah, well, Kevin Durant, he played 62 games last year. He played 75 games the season prior to that. I think all things considered, he's been relatively healthy. The Suns, like I said, they are just going to be wading in the waters of mediocrity for the foreseeable future. This is a team that was in the NBA Finals a few years ago. Now, was it something sustainable with Chris Paul there, and now Chris Paul is 40? No, it wasn't. But they missed a major, major, major mark. And now you look at Devin Booker. He's just a guy getting points, just getting buckets all by himself, playing on a young team. Good for him. It's nice living in Phoenix in the winter. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, let's talk about the team that just won the championship. We're going to have a chat with Steve McGeehee, who covers all things Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, we're going to talk about the champs on the other side. It's the JR Sportbrief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sportbrief.
It is the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs, your guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're getting a hold of Steve McGeehee. We'll let you know when he's here with us so we can talk about Oklahoma City and the Thunder. I like their turnaround. They won the championship on Sunday night. They are not playing any games. Their parade is tomorrow morning. Ain't no delay. I mean, the Florida Panthers took a year and a day to get their parade. They didn't have their parade until yesterday. Florida Panthers waited like 5-6 days. I guess they didn't want to do it over the weekend. They just jumped ahead into having this thing on a Sunday. They're not wasting any time out in Oklahoma City. And joining us right now is someone who covers the team. He's covered the team for years. You can catch him on News 9 down in OKC. It's Steve McGeehee. Steve, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I just rolled through the parade route for downtown Oklahoma City just a short while ago in a golf cart, kind of checking it out. I'll be on one of the buses tomorrow. I don't know which players will be on it, but we're looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to the 4:30 a.m. roll call.
Excuse me.
For all this.
Who has to be there at 4:30 for what?
Everybody that's involved in the parade broadcast.
Oh, my
kind
God.
Kind of a run through. And they're expecting 500,000 people here. And so I'm spending the night at a hotel in downtown OKC, so I don't have to deal with all that road closed and traffic and all that in the morning. So, but when they said you got to be here at 4:30, I'm like, yep, I'm going to get a hotel room. I'm going to expense it. Sorry.
Yeah, listen, I don't blame you. You get to roll outside. Now, my understanding is the Thunder, are they having a private ceremony at Paycom and then hitting the streets? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they're having, like, for some of their season ticket people, there's just like a breakfast, you know, nothing big.
Okay.
And then they'll start the parade route, so about an hour after that, and end up at Scissortail Park on the stage. So it's looking like to be an hour and a half, 2 hour long parade. It'll be about 2 miles, going about 3 miles an hour. So it's going to take a while going through downtown. But it should be a lot of fun. It's been a long time coming because, you know, in that Durant Westbrook era, we thought, oh, yeah, we're going to have some parade. That never happened.
Yeah. We're joined by Steve McGeehee. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. When you think about that era and that time, like Sam Presti, can we give him all the awards for what he's done? Because they were some lean years, but going from that trio that you mentioned to what you have now, this new trio, it's like NBA teams, fans in every market wish that they had this happen.
Yeah, it's a great trio. Nothing against Harden, Westbrook, and Durant, but the three together really didn't really mesh 100%. And Dub, SGA, and Chet, they mesh. You know, they're not at that level yet. SGA is there, and Jalen Williams is getting there. Chet's got a ways to go. But I think those three really understand what it takes to win, and they're very humble. They're not selfish. They're not padding stats. So it's a pretty good trio to have. It's just the same. It didn't work back in the day. But, you know, they're bringing Harden off the bench back then, and he wanted to be a starter. And, you know, if Sand could do it all over again, he would have kept him, Harden, probably for one more year and then traded him, as opposed to trading him to the Rockets, you know, 1 year before he had to, really. So it's just interesting. You know, everything kind of works. Sometimes it works. You know, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Booker, that trio.
Oh, boy.
It didn't work. You know, you it looks good on paper. But then when you put it out there, it's like, oof, this doesn't look good at all. How are we getting out of this? But it looks good on paper, and it looks good on the court for the Thunder for at least one or two more years, you know, before these contracts start to balloon. But Sam Presti, he's got all the dollars and cents figured out on that. He has a system. He has a plan in place, you know, to take care of this.
Well, Steve, when you talk about how good they can be going into the future, they're the second youngest team in the league. How could you see this squad being better next year? Like, how could, obviously Chet Holmgren still has room to grow. How can they be better?
I don't know if SGA can be any better. I mean, he's high level already. MVP of the finals in the Western Conference, MVP of the NBA finals. So let's say be Shea. Dub can get a little better with his shooting and defense, and he will. Chet can get better. He's going to put on 5 to 7 more pounds. And they can be better if Chet doesn't miss more than 25 games
that
hip injury he had. So that's the scary thing. Had Chet not gotten hurt, this team probably would have won 72, maybe 73 games. I don't think that's too far-fetched. I was just impressed at how well they did when, you know, they started the year without Hartenstein, and then Hartenstein comes back, and then Chet's out for a while. So it was just amazing how they were able to stay at the top of the West all season long, pretty much, and come away with 68 wins with some of the injuries they had to deal with. So if this team, for whatever reason, you know, it's no guarantee, but if they can stay relatively injury-free next year, they could have 70-plus wins. I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Oh, yeah. No, they were close, 68 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Steve McGee, he's here with us, covers the Thunder for News 9 and OKC. Did you expect this season out of them?
I had them going to the Western Conference Finals at least. So they went above my expectations. But then when they went to play Indiana, I had the Thunder winning in 7. I can honestly say on air that I said Indiana will win a game in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City will win a game in Indiana. And I just got lucky with my guess. But I thought they'd go to the Western Conference Finals. I kind of was emulating what they did the first go around. With Russ and Harden and KD, they lost the first year to the Lakers in 6. Then the second year they lost in the Western Conference Finals to Dallas. Then the third year they went to the NBA Finals. So I was kind of emulating that. But you know, last year they lost in the semifinals, and this year they win it all. So they jumped a spot.
Yeah, they certainly did. Well, Steve, you've covered this team for a long time, and you've covered them as long as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's been on the team.
Mm-hmm.
What don't we know or see or understand about this guy? We've learned so much just over the past several months, as obviously he's helped take this team to another level. What don't we know?
One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He doesn't – not to say that superstars can be – a bit phony behind the scenes, but he's genuine on and off the court. You're talking about a guy that signs autographs for 10 to 20 minutes before every home game, and he'll try to sign as much as he can on the road as well.
Right, right.
And he did the same thing last night. Here it is, game 7, and he's signing autographs. I think NBA TV or somebody tallied up what he did,
75, you know, or something like that.
It was more than 500 autographs.
Oh my god!
It was because you know, when he first started doing it, it was just a small crowd, and then it was just a concentrated area, and then the crowd grew and grew every season. Then he just He goes all the way to the far right of the arena and works his way back to the tunnel. It's an impressive feat. And you're looking at the guy that's the MVP of the league, and he cares enough to associate with the fans and try to sign as much as he can. So that's the one thing. He is a very humble person. He's a family man. He has a son and a wife. He, from the most part, from what I can tell, he likes to just kind of chill at home. Doesn't want to go out and about and get in trouble. He wants to just relax and enjoy it all. So he's a different type of all-star, and he's definitely one you'd want on your team because he's a good team guy, and players want to be around him, and they want to succeed with him. So he makes everyone around him better. So he could easily average 35 to 40 points a game and just be selfish and put up all the shots, but that's not Shea.
Well, we certainly see the atmosphere around the team. We've seen it dating back to last year and this season. They just seem like they're having a time of their lives. And as we know, as younger guys get a little bit older and then there's more money and you're around everybody, I can't remember seeing an NBA team that has just been this close, this young. It's like a college atmosphere. Do you foresee that being the while they're together the entire time, or are they eventually going to start hating each other's guts?
Oh, I don't. Something weird would have to happen for that to happen. I just don't see it because these guys hang out on off days together. You know, hey, we have movie night, or hey, let's watch a game, or let's go over here and have dinner at so and so's house. They really do hang out and enjoy one another's company. You know, sometimes you'll see some mix ups on the bench, you know, from other teams. You don't see that with the Oklahoma City Thunder. You don't, you know. High fives and Jalen Williams, Jay Will out of Arkansas, he's, you know, on the bench encouraging players. He's kind of like the laughter of the team. He's always good for a joke. But they all just seem to get along together. And, you know, if you're on board with this team, you better get in line with how they do things or you're not going to be on the team for very long. So the rookies coming in, they got to understand that as well. So it's just a good combination of players, and perhaps Sam saw that with what he had 10 years ago. I'm like, okay, I need to reevaluate how I draft guys to where, you know, obviously defense, three-point shooting, and just good all-around players that haven't gotten in trouble off the court and can come in and not rock the boat.
Well, the boat is seemingly on some smooth sailing now, Steve. And ironically, as we have this discussion, I'm sitting here in the studio, the AT&T commercial with Shea Gilgeous and Jalen and Chet just pops up on the screen as we have this conversation. So their profiles are going to continue to get larger. It's nice to see some young guys having fun, just playing ball. We got a lot of guys who are just really in their feelings and whining and complaining all the time. And these dudes just look like they're having a time of their lives. And good on you. It's not always easy covering a team. You got a good group that you're covering, man. How long?
Very fortunate with that. Very fortunate.
Yeah, no, we've seen some horror stories. So, well, you gonna have fun at the parade tomorrow? You gonna be too tired by the time, I don't know, 9 a.m. rolls around?
It may be a one of those energy drinks in the morning that maybe get me going. But I will try to get to sleep tonight around 9 o'clock. But I highly doubt it. If I'm asleep by 10, it'll be a shock, but it's worth it. It's worth it. But what's crazy, we got this parade tomorrow, and then the very next day is the NBA draft.
Right.
And Sam Presti's always been one. I'm like, hey, if there's a way we can move up in the draft, we're going to try to do it. So, you know, right now they're at 15 and 24 and 44. And, you know, if they stay at those positions, I'll kind of be stunned. They could obviously trade one of those picks and kick it down the road for number one later on, which could be likely, or they could trade up, take all those picks and try to move up to three or four spots and pick another guy. So it's a fun time. And then of course, Summer League is going to be great. Remember they had the lottery pick last year, Nikola Topic didn't play at all. So he's going to be playing, we hope, in Utah and Las Vegas as well. So, you know, in essence, they get two first round picks coming in next year.
Oh, my God.
You know, obviously, if they pick 24, that'd be three. You know, Topic, the 15th pick, and the 24th pick. So that may be too many guys.
Well,
so, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade out or trade up and bundle and try to move up in the draft.
I said it last week when they put the new arena up. Hey, they got a it's Tom Brady statue out there in New England is going to be 12 feet tall. They're going to need to make a 15-foot statue of Sam Presti outside the arena, okay?
That'd be good. That'd be good. I know he was. I know it was a big sigh of relief for him last night to, like, because that was the one knock on him. I'm like, great GM, makes all the right moves, but you know what? He didn't have any ring. Until he gets a ring, we'll maybe, you know, some people are saying until he gets a ring, we're not going to, you know, count him as one of the best. But now he's one of the best.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, Steve, thank you so much. I'll let you go to get some rest. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Oh, it's a funny last name. It's real simple. It's at Steve and then McGehee, McGehee.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much. We'll catch you down the line. Have some fun tomorrow, okay? I'll be looking for you.
Will do. I'll be the guy with a sunburned face. All right, man. See you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve McGehee joining us. Covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, you said, man, I haven't even looked at the – Botcher, have you seen what the – I know the whole country is cooking right now. Have you seen attempts tomorrow? Let's see. What is that?
I haven't seen it. I'd assume it'll be somewhere mid-80s, right?
92 tomorrow. Okay.
What does it feel like, though? What's the sun?
I guess if it's 92 degrees, I'm guessing the real feel is probably going to be closer to maybe 100, I guess.
Well, right now, okay, let's look tomorrow. Tuesday.
92 degrees.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Where the hell is this? It feels like 110 degrees possible. What?
Tomorrow in OKC?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, my.
What the heck?
We're getting close to that 130 you were talking about.
Tuesday, UV index 10 of 11. Okay, wow. All right, great. He said he's going to be sunburned. Yeah, I don't see a real feel on here, but yeah. Let's just say, and now it's up, it says 94 degrees. Let's just say it's going to be hot tomorrow. You think we're going to see one of these guys doing the J.R. Smith with no shirt on?
100%. That's so Chet Williams. That's so 100% him.
He's going to be no shirt tomorrow, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Does he have a chest? He doesn't have a chest.
No, he doesn't need one, though. It's Chet.
Yeah, he's just arms and legs. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. I do want to talk about something else that took place yesterday. Shohei Ohtani was back on the mound. And then over the weekend, Shohei might be back on the mound. We had a fighter retire. Yeah, a fighter retired. Yeah, they never retire. They always come back. And we'll talk about John Jones on the other side of the break as well. But right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Steve McGehee for joining us live from Oklahoma City, where tomorrow they're going to have a championship parade in 95-degree weather. As Steve says, if you want to find him on television, he'll be on the bus with a sunburn. Is Steve. Make sure you get that that SPF. I feel like they change it every year. Like, what do you know what's the recommendation for sunburn now? What it has SPF 15 or 40? Am I missing it?
40. I think it's up to like 100 and something now, isn't that? Isn't the higher the number, the better the defense?
I don't know. Is the sun killing us faster? Is whooping our ass out here, huh?
I don't actually use SPF unless I'm at like the beach. So it's probably not good for my skin.
What's not good for your skin?
Using sunblock?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. That's what they say. They say use sunblock. I only use it if I'm at the beach, too. I'm putting it on every day.
I feel like I don't burn anyway that much. Okay. So if as long as I take care of myself, I should be fine.
All right. Well, let's hope for Steve, his sake, that he's okay tomorrow. Good luck to him. Good luck to all those fans out there getting ready to have that championship parade in Oklahoma City. This is going to be a first for them, so hopefully they have a lot of fun. And speaking of championship parades, the Dodgers, well, they had one. They might have another one later on this year. And one of their key pieces is back on the mound. It's Shohei Ohtani. This man pitched his second game, first outing. He was out there, pitched one inning, gave up two runs. Yesterday, taking on the Washington Nationals, a little bum-ass team, sorry. One inning, two strikeouts, a wild pitch, but he didn't give up a hit, didn't walk anybody. And Shohei Ohtani is just like, listen, I need to make sure that my pitches are sharp, and then I'm going to throw some more pitches. So we can expect to see Shohei Ohtani back on the mound in another 6 to 8 days. And I don't know, maybe he will go two innings. I have no idea. But if you're the Dodgers, why the hell are you rushing it? There's absolutely no need to go ahead and rush. This is what his coach, his manager, Dave Roberts, who's not pushing people anymore, which is nice. Dave Roberts, this is what he had to say about Ohtani on the mound.
I thought he was considerably better today as far as the stuff, the life to the fastball, the command of his pitches, and much better. So overall, really good outing.
And apparently Shohei Ohtani was out there calling his own game. Well, his own inning. You know, what a massive difference that is, huh? His catcher, Dalton Rushing, this is what he had to say about being on the receiving end of Ohtani's pitches.
Looked good. Everything was obviously explosive. Velo was good. Throwing breaking balls, sweepers in the zone, allowed us to get ahead and put guys away.
Yeah, man. This guy's hitting, he's batting, he's pitching, he's doing it all. Reportedly, the Dodgers may move him out of the leadoff spot, so he has a little bit more time in between getting off of the mound and then getting over to the plate. Shohei Ohtani so far this season, he's batting .291, 26 home runs, 49 RBIs. He's third in the entire league. Forget the league. He's third in baseball right now in home runs. Botcher, does this guy, he's just a freak. Why doesn't he get tired?
Yeah, well, we're only throwing 18 pitches. Is it really that tiring? But either way, the fact his body has stayed relatively healthy.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, he's not stealing as much anymore, which I guess is an added benefit.
Well, he's not stealing because he has to keep his arm. The only reason why he stole on them damn bases last year is because he didn't have to use his arm.
That's true. You don't want to risk a hamstring or anything like that, too.
Yeah, you don't. Like, that's the only, I'm not going to say the only reason, but the only reason why he even attempted all those damn steals is because he did not have to go sliding into no damn base and risk messing his arm up. And so it was an ideal year for him to do that. He ain't having nowhere over 30 steals or 20 steals, if that, I'd say, for the rest of his career. Them days are over.
It was a side quest?
Well, he had time and opportunity last year to do it. Why not? Took advantage. I mean, every other season before that, I'm looking at it now, and I know his numbers. His first year in the league, 10, 12, 7, 26, 11. The year before he stole 59 bases, he had 20 the season before. So he's at 11 right now, and so he's keeping pretty much on pace with what he's done his entire career. So last year, almost 60 stolen bases, not an aberration by any stretch of the imagination. Now, it would have been cool as hell. I know we had Acuna. What did he do, 40, 60? What was it? He did 60 or 70? I think it was 60, right?
I think he got to 70.
40, 70?
Wow. It was close to 70, if not.
It would have been cool if Ohtani said, hey, here's 60, 60, 60. That would have been insane. He finished last year with 54 home runs to go along with 59 stolen bases. Man, 60-60 would be quite impressive, to say the least. He ain't stealing anywhere close to that ever again. I'm looking up Acuna's numbers here. Unfortunately, Acuna just is always busted up, always hurt. Yeah, 41 home runs, 73 stolen bases for Ronald Acuna. That is insane all by itself. And this season, finally back from injury here. Already 8 home runs, 15 RBIs. He is batting .396. Unfortunately for him, ain't nobody else hitting anything on the Atlanta Braves. Also wild to think Acuna is already 27 years old. He'll be 28 in December. December 18th, Ronald Acuna will be 28 years old. Damn. Where'd the time go, Botcher? Where the hell did it go?
I still blame COVID, even though it was like 5 years ago.
Well, COVID made everything kind of fast forward, right?
Yeah. Messed up our brains.
Who are you telling? I need 6 years of my life back, okay, because of COVID. I feel like I've lost 6 years of my life. Well, 2020 it was, right? 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn. Can I get that time back? I don't want it at the end. I want it in my prime. I want them years back.
Sheesh. They're going to take four more.
Who's taking four more years of my life?
The I don't know, the time man. Sandman.
The Sandman? Yep. Okay. Only Sandman I know is, well, a couple of Sandman. Mariano Rivera, maybe? No. Anyway. Good luck to Shohei Ohtani as he continues to pitch, all right? Yeah. One thing in life you do not get back when it's gone is time. Damn, what a time to be alive. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll tell you about John Jones. He's now retiring. We'll talk about Tom Brady winning again in New York City. And we'll talk about Durant going to the Rockets. Yeah, a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.